The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Losers, in other words.
Well,
I think...
Sure.
I'm teasing you.
Shuck on it, Trebek. Shuck it long and shuck it hard.
Trebek. You can suck it, Trebek. Trebek. And you can suck it, Trebek. Trebek.
Alex, I'd like to buy a vowel. Oh, we're the misfits of which you've run afoul.
Bro,
I double dare you to press your luck with us and our crew. Let's make a deal or no deal, you brought this family
and
feud.
Please forgive the vitriol, because we get a bit bombastic when it comes to Jeopardy. Well, I prefer Dan Patrick. Call us losers, then backtrack it like you didn't really mean it on a show that's made for geeks. So what you think, we wouldn't see it?
Yo, Alex Rabbit, you best check your neck. You got no respect for the nerdcore set. While we don't forget, we've been known to forgive. So if you genuflect, we might let you live.
Yo, I heard you called the squad nothing but losers. Well, the only thing I lost was a couple of tumors. While we on the subject, I think you lost your mind. Like your mustache, man, you really crossed the line.
Seems ill-advised to diss a group of backpack rappers. Flip the script, bunch of fans of black hat hackers. I'm the IT manager, party go daily double. Where I'm partying at MCs is bursting the bubble.
I used to come to Jeopardy to learn more stuff. Now you best and I'll be messing with my nerdcore buds. Ride the wave if you can catch it, grab a surfboard, love. Or we store your demographic. There's a turf war, bruv. They said you calling me a loser. That's news to me. Oh, you mad you lost more viewers than there used to be? You mad I'm brighter than some fireworks from Jubilee? And I do math while spitting fire rocket 2 degrees.
Double degrees are daily double to the maximum. Caught a book and dunked it in the platinum. Whitey crack kicking them. The fact that I'm still defending fans when they laugh at them. Cool, cool, let them know how nerd life attacks.
Something tried, never forgot. Knowing losing isn't an option. The greatest undefeated champion of the game, his name is Watson. Up in the news, dropping the clues, setting the record with a new score.
It's the coolest rapper ever.
Who is dual core?
Trebek, you're not as clever as you endeavor to seem. Hope somebody scribble loser on the podium screen. Doubling your daily diss dose, cause you're just that wrong. You still look weird without your mustache on.
And you haven't worn it for a while. But it still looks weird. Put your mustache back on.
What is a bully? A phony? A know-it-all with all the answers? Who is full of baloney? And only always condescending? Who's the meanest Canadian? Plus the cheapest comedian? Who left his lane and jumped the median? We're only teasing him. The reason I'm reacting isn't that you called us losers. We are. We base the genre on it. Boss can all be used as PR. But you were rude to Susan. And it goes to show how little you know. Alex, really a joke. You host a trivia show,
what
Alex.
What did you expect when you're making funny guests? Joyful smiles that you wreck. Here's a song for you, Trebek. But I'm really not upset. In fact, I'm quite surprised. The first press that we've gotten since when? 2005?
Alex Trebek, you lost a lot of respect. I gotta check you off the rip for coming out of your neck. Talking sideways about nerds, you a trip. Guess you hadn't heard geeks make up half of your viewership. Nerdcore is home to some serious lyricists. I'll break it down in a format you're familiar with. This host gets roasted on SNL yearly. Host a show for nerds and doesn't know that, clearly. No one likes to know it all. Condescending bloat hard. Easy to be snarky when you're holding all the note cards. Susan got the last laugh and the cash. You're good at any show. This the lifetime pass.
Georgie, you should start thinking before you speak. Your achievements are watching smarter people succeed. But losers, my dudes, maybe he wasn't wrong. Cause we did spend all day making this freaking song.
I mean, I'm not the only one who sees this as weird, right? I mean, this is weird even by our standards.
Trebek. You can suck it, Trebek. Trebek. And you can suck it, Trebek. Trebek. You can suck it, Trebek.
No, I'm teasing you.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Z from hipsterpolice.com.
and the managing editor over at geekdad.com. And this is Radio Free Hipster, episode 37. Since the last time we spoke, it has been nonstop thrills and chills. First from Halloween, and then from the election. But let's not dwell too much on that last part. Too much. Instead, I'd like to focus on what I think politics teaches us, which is that everyone is afraid all the time. Afraid of being the loser. Which takes us back to a certain statement made by a certain aged Canadian game show host about a lot of the talent that I feature on this show, not to mention a lot of y'all listening at home. A number of folks in Nerdcore took issue with what Alex Trebek said, or more likely, how and to whom he said it. And some of them responded via that opening track, "Who is Alex Trebek?" And while I'll endeavor not to let my personal politics bleed through too much in this show, this next song should give you a pretty good idea about who I voted for last week. It was Snakes.
Two heads are better than one, and she's got way more than two, so she can get the job done. Four of them are working if one takes a break. Vote for five snakes in one pantsuit, vote for President Snakes. President Snakes, President Snakes, rocking the campaign trail, it's President Snakes. She is giving speeches and a lot of handshakes. She runs a clean campaign that all President Snakes. President Snakes, President Snakes, winning in the swing states, it's President Snakes. Cause her rhetoric is honest and she's laid out the stakes. If you wanna vote for freedom, vote for President Snakes. President Snakes, President Snakes, losing the election, it's President Snakes. It isn't what she wanted, but it's not a mistake. There is nobody more positive than President Snakes.
Yo, I'm from space, and I'm a snake, and I live in Vietnam. But there's another country that I call home, one that holds a very special place in my heart, and this is a song about it.
Getting
God's never letting me down. It's really getting me down. How my country keeping at this whack shit? Leave me with a festering frown. We got tea parties talking about they want a revolution, but these people don't believe in climate change or revolution. Science education being proven ineffectual in the first world bastion of anti-intellectuals. Nature reserves used to foster the timber. Now Obama's selling out whole swaths in Virginia. Evangelicals, a prevalent faction, closing proms to prevent hot lesbian action. School boards acting like they foes of Copernicus. An AH-64 exploding a journalist. Shit gots to change before we beast our motherfuckers. Fucking 68 DNC.
Where's some Americans, man? Where's some Americans, man? We're coming through your town, taking all your shit and fucking your mind.
Or just censor the fun part. Do not laugh, I'm a mensch with a hunt spot. Times 10k, sensei, echo your thoughts. Rapper shit, you don't get wrecked, get gone. Instead of tough and black and T.O., just some prissy clones. Informal steps with your stick of rich be wrong. Hurry up and get on that Kickstarter kick to get your bones right like Cairo. Money won't decide your worth, but I work, so what the fuck do I know? Trying to make a gem that'll shake up your spinal. Instead of write a rap about comic books and philo. Pastry, hate me, that's a world that I don't really know, cause I don't go on YouTube to find your racist comments to recheck your Chuck E. Cheese. I'm not a player, I just eat. Don't like the flavor of mesquite, then why you grilling? Rappers play the villain like children, you ain't gonna hide the villains. I'm willing to let the skills speak for itself. Ditch the homophobia, obia from Guyana, raise the shit up by Sokovia. Use words for nerds and herbs suffer. Along with my career, but clear, I'm no sucker. If you appreciate my pain, what up? Cause I know what I say is not everyone's cup up. It's plain, my lane is not what the kids would call gangsta, thanks to my mother. But if you like my shit, then I love ya. Cause I know what I say is not everyone's cup up. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I don't jock trends or do coke. The inference raps a marathon. A bunch of y'all just wind sprint. I'm trying to running hard, but I don't spot the shin splints. Just fables, no cradles, I don't rock for infants. Can't this be fun and not be simplistic? It's complicated, like GPS rappers plot the safest route to get loot. The truth that they're not Bill Gates with this rap shit. Plastic, my Voltron's diecast. Metal with the missile spring loaded that fly fast. Settled on a weapon, this vocal disc. Locals, oops, I mean I used to get dissed by locals who tried rap. A few years, then quick guess, they got their dick wet. Enough to give up, live up to my own expectations. Is this set of mine? Like Coopin' Mickey D's, yo, my shit gets refined. Drop paddleism, see, hustlers just don't apply. Use words for nerds and herbs suffer. Along with my career, but clear, I'm no sucker. If you appreciate my pain, what up? Cause I know what I say is not everyone's cup up. It's plain, my lane is not what the kids would call gangsta, thanks to my mother. But if you like my shit, then I love ya. Cause I know what I say is not everyone's cup of tea.
Don't care about no fact, I do my own thing.
See my style different from yours.
Don't care about no fact, I do my own thing.
Thank you.
mother of a question I propose to her.
Someone to talk too much of a degenerate and a pandemic. Someone too real for real. When I wrote the yoke, I had to take the hand, be a man. Never look back, but we look both ways. Nowadays, got a baby and my lady step aside. Even to my prize, see my pride. That I confide intensely in a man. Or can I hear three cheers for the punk rock soccer mom? Can I hear three cheers for the saviors of a new world? Can I hear three cheers? Wedding cheers for the punk rock soccer mom. Light in the middle of a little secret we had gained in the heat of fashion, drinking with the snakes again. Humble to dedication, showered appreciation. Between she and me, I believe I foresee. And let me explain and name my little eyes alive, aside to lie, too real to be accepted. Pulse composed by the thorn and the rose, stung by the love bug, standing by the sidelines.
I wasn't little, dude. I've had this belly for as long as I've been eating food. A rude awakening when I hit elementary school. You think I wore a target based on people's attitudes? They didn't like me for one reason or another. It's like they like to treat me like I like to treat my little brother. I could teach a lesson on recess, and only part I enjoy until that fateful afternoon up by the big toy. I got surrounded and it felt like there was thousands, and my best friend was among them. He lived down a couple houses. When I tried to search my mind for what I did to get their hate, everything before the aftermath is sadly a blank. And they kick and they punch and they hit and I scream and I whine and I cry. I didn't do anything, and then honestly, Mike, I just wanted to be in the duty. On duty would come to save me, and the knock on my breath, and it felt like I died. And as much as I hated, I started to cry in a hazy, remembered overcast sky. And that's when I started to live in a lie.
Hey, look at me, I'm the bully now. Think that I'm a joke, that I will clown around. You made me lose my cool, now this is going down.
No, now I know what I did was wrong.
Hey, look at me, I'm the bully now. Think that I'm a joke, that I will clown around. You made me lose my cool, now this is going down.
Even though now I know what I did was wrong.
Entered the middle grades, I stored a lot of hate. I stressing out when I would socialize or integrate. And it's not like I had gotten any lighter. Had this chip on my shoulder in order to be a fighter. Then I realized that this place was a prison, and sometimes you had to throw a punch for very little reason. And I devised a theory of preemptive attacks, and I would throw off every douchebag that would jump on my back. Academically, it wasn't such a great plan. I was seeing my advisor every time I landed chokes. And my mother, God bless her, always having my back, and told me if they're gonna hit you, then you gotta hit them right back. Now I had people who were doing the damn thing. Potential friend who would end up with a nosebleed. I even pushed around the kids on my own team. I was just a little monster in the making.
Hey, look at me, I'm the bully now. Think that I'm a joke, then I will clown around. You made me lose my cool, now this is going down.
Even though now I know what I did was wrong.
Hey, look at me, I'm the bully now. Think that I'm a joke, then I will clown around. You made me lose my cool, now this is going down.
Even though now I know what I did was wrong.
Now as a freshman, I put away the fist, because I found that I could do more damage with my lips. More than talking shit, but that's the gist of it. And if I knew you just a little, I knew where to hit. I was hormones and insecurity, and in my mind I felt like everyone was hurting me. Standing up for myself with some authority, and the worst part is it got me popularity. Until one day when this girl, she stood up and told me, Keith Moore, man, you gotta shut the fuck up, and you're gonna have to find another place to eat lunch. And if you try to keep this up, you're only pressing your luck. And for the first time it finally clicked. Not everybody that I met was gonna be a prick. And from that day on, I'd be all about joy and try to forget the afternoon I buy the big toy.
Hey, look at me, I'm the bully now. Think that I'm a joke, then I will clown around. You made me lose my cool, now this is going down.
Even though now I know what I did was wrong.
Hey, look at me, I'm the bully now. Think that I'm a joke, then I will clown around. You made me lose my cool, now this is going down.
Even though now I know what I did was wrong.
That set kicked off with the Double Clicks' President Snakes Part 1. And then we followed it up with a track about everything that makes America great. Like how we have sex with your mom. It was American Soul by Kabuto the Python. Following that, we headed up north to cooler climes with a brand new one for the upcoming More or Less LP, Blow the Fuck Up But Stay Humble. It was Cuppa, which paired nicely with a cut from another recent Han Solo Records release, a Fresh Kills remix of Thisa Sahib's punk rock Soccer Mom from Basements of Bad Men 3. And we ended it on another one from Beefy's Too Big to Fail Part 1, Bully. Those of you that know me in real life or via the social media probably recall that recently my son had some dealings with a bully at school. And I know that's what a lot of us thought we were doing at the polls. You know, we were standing up to one bully or another. But the tricky thing about democracy is that no matter what happens, one half, sometimes more than one half of us always seems to fail. And that's why I voted for snakes. Snakes, man, they bring us together.
What does it mean to be a snake? What does it mean to be a politician? I've only got the best intentions, but that's not all it takes, 'cause I am snakes. And I am working for the good of us, but that requires a little trust. And who can trust? Who can trust a snake? What does it mean to be a snake? What does it mean to be a politician? I've only got the best intentions, but that's not all it takes, 'cause I am snakes.
I am so
and I am working
snakes
for the good of us, but that requires a little trust. Who can trust? Who can trust a snake?
I can understand it. Be the beat bandit who bring heat for the mic unhanded. Whoever go after burn their hands and lips. A lot of rappers ran and abandoned their whips. But just another day in the dunya. Don't leave your girl around me, he might sooner. Up under the window, serenade her like a crooner. Stay ahead of the game and cut her off sooner rather later. Use her to gather data. Scoop her in the butter, soft boom roof navigator. Or the land, or the legs, or the bends. 116th by the hour from the Africans. But they won't let you push them. One tried to get fly, I almost had to mush them. If I wanted to rob them, I would've wore a mask. Hit them with the fold, took the dough and tore ass. Want not, waste not, front not. They didn't see him dipping to the 50 cent blunt spot. V walked the town with space boots, space suits. Fucked up cut, but she still say his face cute. Told the streets what you staring at. The sewer cap opened up and said, why you wearing that? He said, oh, you wanna snap? Piss face? The way you be in everybody's business is a disgrace. At the park gate, talk, who goes there? It's V, the MC, who's nasty as nose hair. You may go, he said, you should've been say so. Tipped him in cash, an Argentinian peso. There you go, my good man. Buy something nice for the seed. And please keep it moving twice the speed. Consider that your fair warning, or else I'll bring it to your express like airborne. On, bring the slaughter.
What we have is strong tender.
Y'all scared.
In the middle of the madness. Hold on.
Born, drop a turd on the beat and shout out that little bird from the word on the street. He write Vic in a sick demented hand style and go bombing with a chick who whipped the rented van wild. All he say is you nuts. He really had enough of poop putts and crew cuts. Soup's on, and I got a coupon. Chinese restaurant asking for the great coupon. He said no, duck sauce, soy sauce. And this ain't no Burger King, so you don't get no toy, boss. Uh-oh, it's bare o'clock, I think I'm sober. How about we think this over a can of King Cobra? You ain't nicer than the lunatic shyster, aka the Vicster or the Vic Meister. He wonder should he get a baldy or keep his edge up V-shaped like Mama Waldy. That is the question.
question. They wonder why he always wear hats in the session. Listen up, new drink. Named it after Chong daughter. Triple shot of yak with the chaser of bong water. Be a strong supporter. Triple shot of yak with the chaser of bong water. I dare ya. Slaughter.
What we have is strong tender.
Y'all scared.
In the middle of madness. Hold on.
Clothed in a suit of invulnerable armor and possessing the world's greatest secrets of science and magic, he returned to his homeland to become the absolute monarch of the kingdom of Latveria. And there he has remained. Scheming, dreaming, planning, plotting his mad campaign to conquer the entire world.
That I say. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
You felt the sting and flipped a circuit. You won't accept it less than perfect. But even if you are deranged, the definition doesn't change. Will you try again if you don't succeed? Will you still go home if you're asked to leave? I'll explain it to you if you're confused. There is always someone that has to lose. Failure is an option, so don't pretend. Do you have a plan if you do not win? You might have to break if you will not bend. I understand persistence truly. To never say die like a goonie. Losing's never in the running. You're never gonna see it coming. Will you try again if you don't succeed? Will you still go home if sugar coating. Your reality is now exploding. Will you try again if you don't succeed? Will you still go home if you're asked to leave? I'll explain it to you if you're confused. There is always someone that has to lose. Failure is an option, so don't pretend. Do you have a plan if you do not win? You might have to break if you will not bend. And it's not a matter of if, it's when. Cause it isn't safe to believe the lies. Truths can be uncovered at any time. Punching holes in stories and alibis. Wonder if you even remember why you chose to go with this distinct disguise. Failure is an option, don't act surprised.
You down who try to say you're moving too fast. Yeah, they'll always be round. What else can they say when they'll never be you? Cause everything inside your heart is like a light switch. Turn it on and watch it all spark. They could look forever and find nothing like you. Cause you can be anything you wanna be. Your only job's to be happy, like a fruit loop in a bowl of Cheerios. You can love anything from comic sales to laughing loud to pretty nails. A voice like yours is never an echo. You can be anything. Small, you take a good seed, care for it and watch it grow tall. There's no box you fit inside, you're meant to be free. Don't be afraid to make a way, or let the moon pull you. Everybody's heart finds a way, and yours is so dang big, they could see it from space. Cause you can be anything you wanna be. Your only job's to be happy, like a fruit loop in a bowl of Cheerios. You can love anything from comic sales to laughing loud to pretty nails. A voice like yours is never an echo. You can be anything, so won't you reach for the sky? Your heart speaks, its voice will never lie. You don't need permission when you're shooting across the sky. The best things in life are small. You take a good seed, care for it and watch it grow tall. They could look forever and find nothing like you. Cause you can be anything wanna be. Your only job's to be happy, like a fruit loop in a bowl of Cheerios. You can love anything from comic sales to laughing loud to pretty nails. A voice like yours is never an echo.
Heard a Kirby Crackle Patreon single, the uplifting little ditty called You Can Be Anything. It's a song that Kyle wrote for young Jordan Hicks, with the help of her parents. But I think it's probably something we can all use to hear every now and again. Before that was Failure Is Always an Option from Glenn Case's Noble Stuff. And while Glenn did write that one all by his lonesome, I will admit that I suggested the title. Prior to that was Computer's Sugar Cube Remix and Sade Villains' Hold On Vaughn, which is obviously a mashup of MF Doom and Sade from an 8-track EP by producer Sean H2K11. One of the things that I can only assume is currently bringing Americans together. And we started it off with President Snakes Part 2 from the Double Clicks, because only those ladies understand my non-traditional political leanings. The thing about Donald Trump's rhetoric that stuck with me, aside from the various shades of horrible shit that he said about half of our citizenry, was his focus on vilifying the loser. And I found that fascinating, because that's what motivates us to win, right? Simply not being the loser in any given situation. But you literally can't win them all. So everyone is afraid of losing, even though it's inevitable. Whether it's losing their job or their dignity or their rights. Ironically enough, it's only that fear that is universal. So I reckon I'm just asking that we admit, even if it's just ourselves, that we are afraid. And that we don't want to be the loser. That others, and Alex Trebek, believe us to be. With that in mind, please enjoy this closing musical affirmation. It's from Crayondroids and Texas trio Bit Force. They know who we are. And if you need somebody to talk to about music or fear, about the joys of success or the pains of failure, you know, you can always holler at me. I am at hipsterplease.com and over there at geekdad.com, your source for nerdy news, reviews, and interviews, and the Vox Populi.
Favorite type of music is something I've never heard of, but it doesn't sound like fun.
I think it's very fun. It's called Nerdcore Hip Hop. It's
Nerdcore
Hip Hop. Yes. It's people who identify as nerdy, rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners.
Nerdcore
Hip Hop. It's really catchy. It's
Nerdcore
Hip Hop.
Losers, in other words.
Yes.
Losers, in other words.
Yes.
It's nerdcore
hip hop.
Losers, in other words.
Yes.
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 Red. Let me
All right, players, the answer once again is it was the first spacecraft to land on the surface of Mars. Adam, what was your response? Kebert Zella. Ah!
Only saying his name backwards can send him back to the fifth dimension where he belongs.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.